Prime Minister's got to basically stop lying. If she insists on lying, the media have got to start calling her out. And why they're not doing that, I've got no idea. In the midst of her "you get nothing, Auckland, so suck that up" spin yesterday, she referred to our world-leading response, our world-leading economy. That is crap. It is not world-leading. Just a week ago, the Global Monitor of Rankings on COVID response dropped us from 1 to 38. 1 to 38. It did so for very good and obvious reasons. We are locked down. Our economy is hemorrhaging. There is no targeted end in sight. The upside of yesterday's announcement was the vaccine mandate for certain workers. Why they took so long, Lord only knows, apart from the fact they take an age to do anything. But that aside, here's the deal. Given the numbers aren't dropping, haven't dropped, won't get to zero, then I just don't know what it is they're looking for to change anything for Auckland, short of the vaccine, of course. The vaccine is the answer. But that in itself is the next issue. How many people do we need to get jabbed to get free? No idea. Several weeks ago, Ardern suggested 90% first jab. We're about to hit that. Does that still count or not? They're having a rah-rah vaccine day this weekend. What result are they looking for? Who would know? And if we don't know, when is the end? And if they hit a wall of resistance, then what? Who would know? How many people need to lose their jobs? 10,000 and counting currently. How many businesses need to fold? Thousands more and counting currently before they offer a light. And if the vaccine is the light, when do we hit that light? Once again, who would know? What an abject failure this is now proving to be. Auckland stuck, the economy stuck, and as a result of Auckland, the rest of the country stuck as well. How can you even begin to call that a world-leading response is an insult to anybody who's remotely adult and has a brain. So last week was a cluster with their picnic in the park charade and conflicting toileting advice. This week, nothing. Nothing. And given the numbers haven't really moved for 6 weeks, up a bit, down a bit, just how long do you reckon they can pull this con off before it really implodes?